Radio 1.
Here and now.
So you're riding your bike, you're cycling to work, and you're cycling in a bike lane. And then a big truck swerves in and parks right in front of you. It's happened to me. I know I speak for many cyclists, and it happens a lot, according to Toronto's bike cop, Kyle Ashley. He's been patrolling the streets of downtown Toronto for the last couple of months, looking for offenders parked in bike lanes. And he's found that there's a bit of a pattern. One of the worst offenders is Canada Post. Kyle is with me now. Kyle, you've been tweeting about Canada Post trucks parked in bike lanes today. Can you tell me some of what you've been seeing?
Sure. Now, after this story went live here with David Ryder from the Toronto Star this morning, we sort of had good communication that there was going to be some positive change that was going to be coming. And I went out on the road this morning and did my patrol after going on CP24 and speaking a little bit there. And one of the first things I see was a Canada Post truck. I'm issuing a ticket to a car parked over the sidewalk in the sidewalk in a bike lane on the contraflow on Shaw Street. And a Canada Post truck comes up. I'm in my bright yellow vest. And he...
Oopsie-daisy. I think we lost Kyle Ashley. We will try and get him back on the line. He certainly, as he mentioned, had a busy day, not only getting out and covering the action in the bike lanes, but also talking about it to the media. If you don't remember, Kyle was on the program a couple of months ago when he started this beat. He is a parking enforcement officer and with the police, with Toronto's police, and he wanted to focus on bike lanes. He's a cyclist himself, and he knew that this is an issue that, is an issue for a lot of people who ride their bikes to get around town. He finds there's a bit of a blasé attitude amongst drivers, and so this is something he sort of took on himself, and it's really taken off. You can follow him on Twitter, you can see all kinds of offenses that Kyle finds in the bike lanes. We're trying to get him back up on the line. We got him. Kyle, you're back.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, so as I was explaining, I was on Shaw Street just north of Dundas West in the contraflow, and a Canada Post driver just pulled his vehicle up right over the sidewalk. I'm in my bright yellow vest, and he's in a bike lane, and this is contraflow. So not only are now cyclists out of their lane and pedestrians out of their lane, but they're now in the live lane of oncoming traffic.
Wait, contraflow meaning that the bike lane flows in the opposite direction of the oncoming traffic.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the driver just says to me, he says, I don't care too much about my job. Now, this problem isn't unique to Canada Post by any means. They just happen to be one of the ones from my personal observations that I see sort of being the worst offenders. But they're right up there with, the FedEx, UPS, all of these delivery companies. They're the most egregious offenders, followed by the people movement services, Ubers and taxis, followed by, say, the 1%, that personal driver who just doesn't know.
Why do you think drivers in whichever category have this sort of cavalier attitude? Someone telling you care too much. Why do other people just not care at all?
I don't know. I think common courtesy perhaps isn't so common anymore. For example, the other day, a Purelator driver, I was on DuPont just about to go under a bridge, and he's parked in the bike lane right before it. I'm about to issue him the ticket, and he asks me to exercise my discretion and use some common courtesy for him. Well, I think common courtesy would probably dictate that we don't park in each other's lanes. I would never see a group of cyclists or pedestrians just standing in the middle of the road blocking a live lane for a motorist.
Where do you suggest, these delivery trucks especially would say, okay, well then if I'm just zipping in for a quick delivery, where would you have me park?
Sure. Now, for example, one of the areas that I see a lot of problems is, say, College and Spadina. As we all know, College has got a lot of alleyways that run through the back. Many of these arterial roadways also have alleyways, bays for delivery, and side streets. You look at the Bells on Bloor project, and they've done a great job of allocating side streets as delivery zones. If I'm just patrolling my bike lanes, and I look down the side of the street, and I see a Canada Post, FedEx, UPS in a no parking zone on a side street off of an arterial roadway, of course I'm not going to take the time to go off my path of the bike lanes to go issue that ticket, because that's a much more positive behavior.
I'm just about to speak with a representative from Canada Post. What would you like to say to him?
I bear no ill will, nor does anyone towards the drivers. We understand that, that things need to be done and deliveries need to be made to keep the city moving, but people before post is my message. It's a safety, and we need to be more courteous and be kinder to each other. And that's the bigger thing, is that the community and all of Toronto and in the country, for that fact, is looking for good corporate stewardship and leadership from them. All right. And I hope that they can set that example.
Okay. I appreciate your side of the conversation. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Toronto Bike Cop Officer Kyle Ashley. John Hamilton is a spokesperson from Canada Post who's been listening in. So, John, you heard what Officer Ashley has to say, people before post. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I agree with Officer Kyle. We all have to share the road. I lived in Toronto for many years. There's a lot of traffic, and it's only getting worse every year. And we have hundreds of vehicles out making thousands of stops every single day to serve the people of Toronto. That doesn't mean we don't take safety and security of our people and the people on the road seriously. We do. We talk to our employees regularly. Many go out of their way to find safe spots to park.
But you heard that Officer Ashley is making news today, having noted that Canada Post is the most egregious offender. He mentions other companies, private and delivery services and things, but Canada Post is doing it the most.
Well, I think you also have to understand the size of the network it takes to serve a place like Toronto. We deliver 2 out of every 3 items that Canadians order online. We have the largest network by far. So we're going to have, it's tougher to find a tree in Algonquin Park than it is to find one of our vehicles at any time on the streets of Toronto. So there are no excuses, but there are also no simple answers. A vehicle stops for a number of reasons. Some are easy to fix, brakes and things like that. Obviously, that can be off the beaten path. Picking up from street letterboxes, those red boxes are on busy corners on purpose because a lot of small businesses use them. They're, compared to some of the others that we pick up from, they're surprisingly full every day. So just pulling that off the street and saying, well, we're not going to stop there anymore, that's not a solution because that impacts a lot of people. So we have to find solutions and consult with the local community. The other stops, the reasons we stop are to deliver parcels and to pick up parcels, and with people shopping more and more online, more and more of the people of Toronto are ordering stuff, on their computer or on their tablet and having us deliver it to their door. And that's only going to add to the challenge. It just means we have to be more on top, and we've reduced stops, and we look at routes. And if a driver says, look, there's nowhere I can stop that's safe on this part of my route, we'll send out people to do a safety assessment and try and find alternatives for them.
What about his point around courtesy? I mean, I hear you saying that there's a lot of trucks delivering a lot of things that keep this city moving. But to Kyle's point, Officer Ashley's point, when these drivers are contacted and spoken to by him, they don't seem to be saying, oh, man, I know, I'm so sorry to be blocking, I'm going to be quick. They say, you care too much. Or they say, yeah, I'll take the parking ticket. It's just the cost of doing business.
Well, I'm not going to let one employee speak on behalf of the thousands that are out there doing a great job every day. And when Officer Ashley or any customer has raised some of the things that have been said to him by our people, we've investigated right away and talked to people. We also take the pictures he shares and other people share, and we use them to talk to our people. And they say, I probably could have found a better spot. Or, you know what, on that street, there's nowhere to park. Can you guys go out and try to find a better spot? So we take it very seriously, but at the same time, Toronto, especially downtown Toronto, is a commerce center. We have to do everything we can to serve the people of Toronto, but at the same time, be safe.
So what would you like to see the city do then to, allow cyclists to have safe passage through the city? As the saying, every cyclist means one less car on these crowded roads. Cyclists deserve safety and the chance to free up more space on the roads. So what do you suggest to the city to allow you to do your business and cyclists to do theirs?
Well, we do work with the city and others have as well. Delivery zones and courier parking areas are a big help. And also when they're there, there's a lot of demand for those. So making sure that they're clear. Sometimes our guys arrive at those spots and there's a car there parked. So obviously those need to be cleared off and try and find solutions like that. But then also, we're going to continue to look at our routes. Can we eliminate stops? Because there's the behavior, and most of our employees do a good job, but there are going to be issues, and we'll deal with that. We want anyone to raise any. But then we'll look at our routes and see, are there stops we can eliminate along the route or stops that we can move off the beaten path? Because once you've eliminated a stop, that you don't make that stop again. And a lot of the stops are very routines, the buildings downtown and things like that. And for some of those, and it's not just Canada Post, there's others, our competitors as well. And when you're seeing, like in Toronto, we had 14% year-over-year growth in terms of the amount of parcels delivered. When you're seeing that kind of growth, it's not just going to be the courier companies that it's going to be a lot of these upstarts and Uber-type models.